Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
You know, the other day, Michelle, who's on business travel today, and I were talking about this whole issue of the obesity crisis and sex lives. Just, you know, your body and how you feel about it. And since people are really now immersed in this whole issue of the obesity crisis, if anything, expanding even more by the current statistics, we thought we'd really try to understand the question, how is the obesity crisis affecting sex? Well, lo and behold, we have an expert on this topic. And I'm so happy to have on Her Radio, Sarah Varney, who a lot of you know, who's a health reporter for KQED's statewide news program, The California Report. Emanates from San Francisco, is the author of a fabulous book called XL Love, like Extra Large Love, How the Obesity Crisis is Complicating America's Love Life. And so many of you also know her as a regular reporter for NPR's Morning Edition and All Things Considered. So first, Sarah, welcome to Her Radio. Our listeners can't wait to really delve into this. We're so happy to have you on board. Let's start talking about this issue. First, what got you going to write the book?
Well, as you mentioned, I'm a health reporter primarily for NPR, and I'd done a lot of stories about, you know, obesity and diabetes over the years. And you know, one of the things I was really struck by was that whenever we talked about overweight and obese people, it was like we talked about them as just these sort of numbers. You know, what's your BMI? What's your waist circumference? And we talked a lot about what are the health implications of obesity, which, of course, are incredibly important. But it felt like oftentimes we didn't really talk about overweight and obese people as sort of full human beings and, you know, people who love and want to be loved and people who want to be intimate with others, people who are looking to date or are married and are kind of struggling in those marriages for a variety of reasons. And so I was really curious to what extent, you know, weight was affecting all of those things.
Wow. And boy, did you do this. You have got to read this book, everyone. XL Love, How the Obesity Crisis is Complicating America's Love Life. So you mentioned this issue of early puberty throughout the book. And you said that excess weight appears to be ushering in early puberty, causing American girls to come into their sexual selves earlier. Yet, although puberty is taking place earlier, sex is happening later among U.S. adolescents. What's going on with this?
So this is really interesting. I mean, maybe just to tease those two things apart. The first is that, I mean, you as a physician know this well, that weight has and percent body fat has a big impact on when girls begin going through puberty. And there's been this debate about, well, to what extent could it be environmental toxins or stresses in the home that are responsible for the for American girls getting their periods, also going through puberty much earlier. And there was this really interesting study that was done in Madison, Wisconsin, at this primate research lab, where they had these monkeys that are genetically related to one another, and they were able to put them in these sterile environments, and so controlling for, you know, any environmental toxins or anything like that would be coming into their environment. And all they simply did was basically change the food that these monkeys were eating. And so some of the monkeys, the female monkeys, got fatter, basically, and had their periods earlier. So I think, you know, there's general agreement among medical researchers at this point that weight plays a huge role in this phenomenon of early puberty. And, you know, now we're at the point where 23% of African American girls, so almost one out of four black girls, will have their breasts begin to bud by age 7. 15% of Latinos and about 10% of white girls. And, you know, for the book, I spent some time, and I write about this, I was in Mississippi in the Delta, and you have physicians up there who have girls who are 5 and 6 years old who are developing pubic hair. And so pediatric endocrinologists are having to give them hormone shots to try and ward off puberty from developing in their bodies. So, you know, this is incredibly disturbing for a number of reasons. One, in that, you know, now you have these girls who are 7, 8, 9 years old who have these very adult bodies. But developmentally, you know, they're still kids. They're still watching Dora the Explorer and Curious George, and they don't understand why people in their family or people in their neighborhoods are kind of looking at them and treating them in a different way. And, I think there's a lot of concern among pediatricians, particularly in some of these parts of the country where you really see the obesity epidemic, and particularly extreme obesity among children. There's a lot of concern that, you know, this leads these children to be perhaps vulnerable to sexual abuse and other kinds of things.
Oh, there's absolutely no question, and we have new statistics on this as well. But you know, this is interesting because sex is happening later among U.S. adolescents, and obesity is likely a large contributing factor. And this whole issue of obesity, you know, tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is really interesting, right? So I mean, I think we can sort of intuit that, and historically we've sort of figured that, you know, obese girls in particular are less likely to engage in sexual intercourse. And what's interesting is that even though obesity is now pervasive among teens and certainly adults, we still see that same thing holding true. So obese girls are less likely to have sexual intercourse. But when they do have sexual intercourse, what we know is that it's a lot riskier. So they're much more likely to have sex before the age of 13. They're more likely to have multiple sex partners by the end of high school. They're more likely not to use contraception. So one of the thoughts is that, you know, this idea that even though we have these girls who are experiencing puberty at a younger age, because obesity is so much more widespread now, many of them are not having sex until much later.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, and there's some pretty amazing statistics here. Teenage girls' odds for romantic relationships, regardless of race, decrease 6 to 7% for every 1 point increase in their body mass index. Wow.
Yeah, isn't that fascinating? And what's interesting is you might think, yeah, please go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say that, that whole issue of risk-taking among some of these obese teenagers is also to fit in. They're not going to fit in, they think, unless they actually do this type of behavior. They're not thinking about that. Many of them, I know, you know, by working with so many obese teenagers and adolescents, that, you know, they're in pain, mental angst. Because they don't fit in enough. Many of them have been bullied. And so they're either isolated or they're oftentimes doing some of this risky behavior. That was also played out in some of your book as well.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly talked to many adolescent therapists, adolescent psychologists, and many kids themselves who kind of describe that, right? Like, you know, I'm 12, I'm 13, I'm 14, and I'm not used to a lot of attention. I want to date, and I want to have, when I get older, some sexual experiences. And so the first person that kind of, you know, pays you attention, you don't feel like you have the ability to say no. And we know, for instance, that obese girls, when they do engage in sexual behavior, are much more likely to use drugs and alcohol, 4 times
right.
more likely to use drug and alcohol than non-obese girls. And so what we see is that there is this risk-taking behavior that I mentioned, but
right.
also interesting is that one of the studies that I looked at that I thought was fascinating, I write about in the book, is whether or not heavy girls who are at, quote, heavy schools, meaning schools where there are a lot of other overweight and obese kids, versus heavy girls who are at light schools. And what you actually find is that being a heavy girl at a heavy school doesn't really mitigate the impact of those risk-taking behaviors. So you still see
right.
those types of heavy girls engaging, for instance,
right.
in anal sex at much higher rates than non-heavy girls do, regardless
gotcha.
Of whether there's a lot of people
right.
around them who are overweight or
right.
not.
And at the same time, we're all, you know, for adults, you're also seeing that marriage and family therapists are hearing more and more complaints about weight is becoming much, much more common. I want to thank you so much. Sarah Varney is the author of XL Love, How the Obesity Crisis is Complicating America's Love Life. Thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.